Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fourth parak of Maseches Shavuos. Today we're going to be learning parak Dalet Mishnah Tes and parak Dalet Mishnah Yud as we finish off the fourth parak of Shavuos today. Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes is going to be continuing our discussion of the previous two Mishnayos, which were discussing the halacha of at what point are fruits considered to be ripe, and then you're allowed to eat them. Like we learned earlier, you're only allowed to eat fruits during Shemitah when they're ripened. If you don't, then it's considered like you're wasting those foods. In the previous two Mishnayos, we discussed the halachas of figs, we discussed the halachas of grapes, and in both situations, in both cases of figs and grapes, we said that there are basically two stages. Stage number one is an early stage of ripening, in which case you're allowed to bring the figs or the grapes into your, you're allowed to have them in your field with bread and so on and eat them there. But then there was a later stage of ripening where you're actually have to bring them into your home and eat them there. Now we're going to discuss in Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes the halachos of zeisim, of olives, and there are two main differences between olives on the one hand and grapes and figs on the other hand. When it comes to olives, there aren't two stages of ripening, there are three stages of ripening, as we will see in this Mishnah. The second difference is that when it comes to olives, it's not only about eating and drinking them, but it's also about rubbing oil on your skin. The halacha is that rubbing yourself with the oil, anointing yourself with the oil, is just like drinking the olive oil, and therefore there's going to be an element of the olive oil that is going to play a role here as well. Says the Mishnah, Zeisim, when it comes to oil, when it comes to olives, at what point are you allowed to eat them during the Shemitah year? Misha yachnisu revis lasa. Once you have a quarter lug, a quarter lug of the olive oil for every saw of olives, then at that point, potseiv ochal basada, you can break the oil, you can break the olives and eat them in the field. That's stage number one. Stage number two, yechnisu chatilog. Once you have a half a lug, not a quarter lug, but a half a lug of for each saw of olives, then koseish v'sach basada, then you can crush them and anoint yourself and rub them on your body in the field. Stage number two. Now we're up to stage number three. Hechnisu shlish. Once they reach their one third of their ultimate growth, that's really the one opinion quoted by the Bar Tanura. Second opinion is a third of the ultimate oil that such olives are going to produce. But either way, it's basically a third of its ultimate growth. Then koseish basada. Then you're allowed to crush it in the field, v'kones l'soch beso, and bring it into your home. So once again, we have three stages. At the first stage, you can eat it in the field. Second stage, you can anoint yourself and rub it on your body in the field. And the third stage, you can actually bring it into your home and eat it or rub yourself with it there. Continuing the Mishnah, v'chein kayotzi behem b'shar shnei shavua chayovim b'maisros. And the same is true when it comes to the rest of the year, when it comes to the rest of the years, when you're obligated in Maiser Sheni, when you're obligated in Maiser Ani, the same is true as well, just like we learned previously, that this third stage, once the third of their ultimate growth, then the olives, then they become obligated in Maiser as well. Continuing the Mishnah, u'shar kol peiros ilam, when it comes to all other fruits of the tree, the time when they become obligated in Maiser, at that point when they're so ripe that the obligation, the onasa Maiseros takes place, the time when the obligation of a Maiser of tithing begins, that's also the time when they are ripe enough for the purposes of Shviyas, of Shemitah, when you become obligated, or rather when you become able to eat them during Shemitah. Again, before they're ripe, before they reach that point, you're not allowed to eat them because that's considered to be wasting. Now we're going to finish off the parak with parak Dalet Mishnah Yud. Like we learned earlier, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat the peiros, you're allowed to eat the fruits of Shviyas. According to the Ramban, again, it's even a mitzvah to do so, but you're certainly not allowed to waste the fruits of Shviyas. What we're going to be discussing now in Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud is the halacha of cutting down fruit trees with unripened fruit during Shemitah. Now, if you have a tree with no fruits on it, then you can certainly cut it down during Shemitah because there's no fruits that you are wasting. If you have a tree with ripened fruits on it, then you are also allowed to cut it down because you have the fruits on it are ripened, and therefore cutting it down, you're going to have good fruits when it falls down, so you're not wasting there either. But as our mission is going to explain, if you have a tree with unripened fruits, then by cutting it down, you're destroying the supply, you're destroying the fruits on the tree, and therefore that's wasting during Shemitah, which you're not allowed to do. Says the Mishnah, at what point are you not allowed to cut down a tree during the Shemitah? At that point, you're considered to be wasting the fruits. At what point is it unripened, and therefore you're not allowed to cut down those trees? Beishamai says, Kal ha'ilon misha yotzi. Any tree, once there are leaves that begin, as the Rambam points out, once there are leaves that begin to grow on the tree, we assume those leaves are like have the status of the beginning of the fruit, and therefore you're not allowed to cut down a tree with leaves on it, because that's considered to be the beginning of the stages of the fruit, and that's wasting during Shemitah. Beis Hillel says, and he's going to give us a little bit more time before the prohibition of cutting sets in. Hecharuvim mishe yishal shelu. When it comes to caribs, once the caribs start hanging down, at that point we assume that they're unripe, but they're at a point where if you cut it down, you're wasting the carob during Shemitah. Vehagefanim mishe yigareyu. Once the seeds start to form, you can't cut it down because again, it's not ripe yet, but the seeds started to form, and therefore you can't cut it down. Down, then it's wasting those grapes during Shemitah. The hazezim mishi yanetsu, when the olives start to blossom, there you also can't take down those trees. Ushar kol ilan misha yoti, any other tree, you're not allowed to cut them down once the fruits begin to be produced a little bit. Again, they're not ripe. If they're ripe, then you can cut it down. But once they're a little bit produced on the tree, you're not allowed to cut it down because it's considered to be wasting those fruits during Shemitah. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'chala ila, when it comes to all trees, kevan shibala onas ha-maisros, once it reaches this period, this time, when they're obligated in maiser, this point when they're fully ripened, mutter lekot, so then you're allowed to cut down the tree, because like we said, once the fruits are ripened, then the fruits are good, and by cutting down the tree, you're not wasting them during Shemitah. Now, what we're going to be doing to finish off the parak is discussing not the halacha of cutting down trees when it comes to Shviz, when it comes to the Shemitah year, but discussing the general prohibition of cutting down fruit trees, because there's an issa that I'm sure many of us know called Baal Tashas, that there are fruit trees, there are trees that produce fruit, and cutting them down when they're valuable, when they're special juicy fruits on the trees is not permitted. So our mission is now going to, at what point are you not allowed to cut down a fruit tree because of Baal Tashkas? Again, not during Shemitah, but any year or any day. Says the Mishnah, Kami he bazayas velo yikatsenu. At what point are you no longer allowed to cut an olive tree, for example, because of Baal Tashkas? Says the Mishnah, Rova. Once you have a Rova, once you have a quarter kav of olives on there, says the Tanakhama, then you're not allowed to cut it down because we assume that cutting it down is not productive. It's more productive, it's more valuable to have the tree with the olives there, and you're wasting all the olives by cutting it down. Once you have a fourth of a cob, then we assume, you know, you don't want the firewood, and it's more valuable to keep the olives there and to keep the tree up. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, hakol lefi hazayis. That it really all depends on the olive tree. You got to see, are they juicy? Are they special? Are they big? Each tree depends. You have to see what's more valuable, to keep the tree up or to knock it down. It could be that the firewoods are going to be more valuable than the olives themselves. So again, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we need to see how valuable they actually are without making a specific shear, without a specific measurement of how much must be there in order for it to be cut down. Now, we should just know when it comes to Baal Tashkas in general, generally speaking, even though you are often allowed to technically cut down various fruit trees, but it's more valuable to have them cut down, many of the poskim are nervous for various spiritual reasons, the different reasons why people don't want to cut down fruit trees. Sometimes they'll let you sell it to a farmer and let them do it and so on, or the gardener. You could have the gardener do it if they own the tree and so on. But very often, and this applies certainly in Chutz La'aretz as well, very often people don't want to cut down fruit trees because of various spiritual reasons that they have. Okay, quick review. Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes discussed olives and the three stages of when olives are no longer able, are rather considered to be ripened to the point where you're allowed to eat them. The first stage, the second stage, the third stage, when you can first eat them in the field, then you can anoint them in the field. And the third stage, when they're a third of their ultimate growth, at that point you can eat them in your home. And then the Mishnah taught us that the same is true, just like previously, the grapes and the figs, that the point when it's totally ripened, that's when they become obligated during the other years as well. And just another point, Ushar Kol Peros Ilan, that all, when it comes to all other fruit trees, the assumption is that as soon as the obligation of Miser sets in, as long as they're ripened to the point of Miser, that's also when they become ripened to the point where you're allowed to eat them during Shemitah. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah in our Perek, taught us that at what point are you not allowed to cut down trees because their fruits are not ripened, and therefore cutting them down would be wasting the potential of those fruits. Beis Shammai said that once you have a leaf, once the leaves start to come, that's considered to be part of the fruit, and therefore you can't do it. Beis Hillel says no, that they're different shiur depending on the fruit, but really once they start developing a little bit, once there are seeds, once they blossom, once the carobs hang down, and so on, once the fruits are a little bit produced, are present, then that's considered to be, according to Beis Hillel, when that's how we paskin, that's when you are not allowed to cut down the tree, because that would be wasting them during Shemitah. And then we said that when it comes to any tree, the assumption is that once they become totally ripe, then you would be allowed to cut them down, because at that point, the fruits are not being destroyed and wasted during Shemitah. And the Perek just concluded by telling us at what point, generally speaking, are you not allowed to cut down a fruit tree due to Baal Tashchin. We said according to the Tanakhama, either a quarter of a kav, according to Shem Ben Gamliel. It really depends on the type of olive that's there. And the Bartanuri even says that it really depends on we're talking about olives, but if it's a less chash, if it's a less important food, then even less than a rova would obligate a person to not cut, would really prevent the person from cutting down that tree. Have a great day.